RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. They caught me, man.
Somebody got a mouthful of some good wings.
Hey, man, I was on these smoked wings, that Cajun dry rub smoked wing. Man. Get out of here, man.
Woo. That is good. Yeah. I've been smelling that for about a half hour. It's just been sitting on the end of the table.
And here,
it's
man, like, I'll let you have one, man. I ordered a couple extra, man.
Well, go ahead. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead and dig in, man. Texans Chargers tomorrow, big game, last segment. We got some predictions coming your way here shortly. The Chargers have won four straight. Their defense has been taking care of business, man. They held some pretty good offenses down, didn't they?
They have. And that's the first thing that caught my eye when I was looking at this team. The last month, you know, now granted they haven't played the Chiefs, the Bills, you know, like whatever, you're really good teams in the NFL, like typically. But they've held teams to 19 points or less. They've taken care of business. Cowboys, Chiefs, okay, yeah, but not the Chiefs. Eagles, pretty good team. Raiders, all wins, four wins in a row. They're a hot team right now. They're a complete team. I would say they're a more complete team, Clint. God forbid I say the truth. They're a more complete team than your Houston Texans, okay? They've won four in a row. You've won seven in a row. You've won seven in a row because your defense is that freaking dominant. Not that good, not that dominant. The Chargers are complete. They're really good. They're really dangerous. That worries me. I think the proof's kind of in the pudding right now. If the Texans find a way, I don't care if it's ugly, whatever, if they find a way against the Chargers, I think that says a lot. I think that says the most, maybe since the Chiefs game on the road in the elements, knocking Mahomes and Reed off, you know, the throne about this team as anything else.
Yeah, look, I think it's a good matchup, man, to kind of see where the Texans are right now. I think when you look at the Texans, you've got, in this matchup, you've got your offense that has been good at times, but I would say is the weak link in with this team against a defense, as you mentioned. It's really good. They've been really, really good of late, holding some good offenses down to 19 or fewer points. I think that matchup is interesting for the Texans going to the playoffs. Can this offense prove that they can make some hay against a good to great defense, which is going to give me a lot, if they can, it's going to give me a lot of hope in moving forward in the playoffs. And because right now, I mean, I think the answer is, boy, the defense is going to have to tote the water in this game in a big, big way. If the Texans offense can go out there and produce, it's going to be a beautiful day for Texans fans, and it's going to give me a lot of confidence moving forward. When you flip it over on the other side, I know the Chargers' offense is banged up. Their offensive line has been banged up all year long. But you're looking at a quarterback that can stretch the field with his arm. He's got plenty of weapons to do it with, and he's got some wheels. He can do some things with his legs that can keep a defense honest. And so early in the season, we saw the Texans team get beat by a couple of quarterback scrambles late.
Man,
and
yes.
We lost games, right? That's the likelihood of that quarterback scrambling this weekend is pretty high. So can they, in crunch time, can they take care of him and bottle him up?
As you say in point two, and rightfully so, in critical situations, you go back early this season, whether it be Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward, Josh Allen, all those quarterbacks, and I'm even forgetting a few off the top of my head, they've all done that in critical situations in the course of wins or losses,
yeah.
Right? And luckily for the Texans here recently, it's been many more wins. They've ended up finding a way.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, how scary was it in that Buffalo game where Josh Allen converts a 3rd and 13 by getting 14 yards? How scary was it on a 4th and 27 where they find a way with a damn hook and ladder?
Yeah.
They get 40 yards or whatever it was and get in position, and until then you step on the throat. It's that's what I worry about. Herbert and the Chargers are really good, and they've been so good where they haven't put themselves in those types of situations where yeah. It's like, gotta have it. It's no, they get it. They've imposed their will. They've been able to do that because they're a really good, complete football team.
Look, I think we'll see. I think this is a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud. I mean, I'll argue that the biggest moment from a quarterback this year with the Houston Texans was Davis Mills against Jacksonville when he came back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely. The touchdown late, right?
Is it the 19-point fourth quarter
where
you got a pick six to follow it, so you end up scoring 26 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? This is a moment for C.J. Stroud against a playoff-contending team, against a quarterback that's thought to be in the same ilk and a quarterback that's been paid big money. This is a time for C.J. Stroud to go out there and steal the moment. It's a standalone game on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The stage is big. The lights are bright. Can C.J. Stroud go out there and have that moment? Can the offense prove that they can pull their weight and be more than just kind of inconsistently complimentary of this great defense, right? And in turn, I think that gets you to a point, at least a closer point of believing that this Texans team can be what you keep saying, a more complete team. If C.J. Stroud and this offense can do those things, they're going to be scary. I don't think anybody wants to play the Texans anyway, given that what their defense is doing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, I like your point about the complete versus incomplete, or the more complete team being the better team.
You know, it's funny. I admittedly do feel kind of stupid bringing that up, like as a bad thing, as a negative against the Texans.
What, the complete?
Yeah, because look, you know, you have to take this into account. The Texans have, yes, they've won close games, but they've won close games in
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A bunch of different ways, whether it be, you know, a Kamari Lassiter interception to seal the deal, a Derek Stingley interception to seal the deal, a Jalen Petrie pass breakup. Okay, those are all defense, Bajani. What are you saying here? Okay, all right. A Davis Mills dive into the end zone against the Jags. C.J. Stroud leading the team all the way down the field to put Kyahne Fairbairn in field goal range and to kick a last-second field goal. All those things have happened this year. So they've done it offensively, defensively. God knows they've done it special teams-wise throughout the course of the season, right? Where would you be without Kyahne's leg?
Yeah.
Jalen's ability to generate a better-than-average return to, in some cases, help flip the field. So, yeah, in some senses, yeah, they've kind of been a complete team. Can you be an incomplete team and win 7 games in a row and win 10 games in the regular season and be in the position after an 0-3 start like the Texans are in right now? That's where I play like the devil's advocate game with myself. It's like, Bajani, are you that dumb? Like, are they not a complete team?
No, look, I think you're complicating it in a major way.
I do that sometimes.
I think you got a handful of teams that are either playing in a way that you know they're a complete team when you talk about like Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at kind of how let's be honest. You look at kind of how San Francisco has played of late. I mean, they're starting to be more complimentary on the defensive and offensive side of the football.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Eagles. I know they haven't been great this year, but I think the Eagles, when it matters, I think they're one of the teams that because of a proven track record, I think they'll be one of the more complete teams. I know we have Josh Allen's number, but I think the Bills, have the ability to be a little bit more of a complete team. And it's not about necessarily production, or it's not about like the ability to carry all the weight. It's just about, and I don't cover these other teams, so I don't necessarily know exactly where they're at. But when I look at the Texans, like they don't have an identity offense.
Yeah, no. You're 100%.
That's the fear, and that's why to me it's easy to say, hey man, we're a little bit incomplete right now. We are defense heavy right now, and if we can level the scales in any way, shape, or form, we're gonna have a real chance. If we can get to a point where you're a complete team, where your offense is not sputtering or your offense doesn't struggle mightily with certain things, like if we can just get to a point where we can pick up pressure and that pressure bug isn't a major problem for us, then I think you got a real shot here.
Well, but
we'll see how it goes. Look, I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. From here on out, you're only going to see solid opponents. I really don't know what you're going to see in Indianapolis. Obviously, their defense was great 2 weeks ago. It was not so good this past week. So we'll see. But moving forward, I mean, you're going to see nothing but good opponents, assuming you can play. You can play that long. So
yes.
All right, we got to make some predictions here.
Damn it, do we?
We got Texans Chargers tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff. Me and Sean Pendergast will be on the post game. We'll be the first voices that you hear after that game, win, lose, or draw. And you can tune in tomorrow to the pregame show with Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, former Houston Texan Seth Payne, and catch everything leading up to and immediately following the game. I'm going to make a if the Texans win if prediction here. I'm going to roll with – I need 70-plus completion percentage from C.J. Stroud.
Mm.
I think this is a deep zone defense. They're going to limit the explosive plays. I think this is a time where C.J. Stroud can go out there and complete balls at a high percentage. Not only do I think we win the game, I think C.J. Stroud plays the game and on the backside of it comes out with a really, really, really good look after outplaying Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
I cannot hope against hope and base my prediction off of anything the offense does I hope they do.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like an ass, but I'm going to sound like an ass. I think this offense isn't going to figure stuff out like in a flip of a switch. I think the Texans win if this pass rush does what they should do against a beat-up Charger offensive line and Justin Herbert. They need to get to him. They need to hit him. Texans got 2 quarterback hits against the freaking Raiders this last week.
They've been quiet the last 2 weeks, Cardinals and Raiders back.
I'll tell you what, Danielle Hunter, was he a Pro Bowler, by the way? Has he been named an alternate? Oh, no.
Nope.
Shouldn't he have been? Like,
I'd like to think so.
Dude, he's put together one of the best seasons out of any one of the last 3 that he's had anywhere. I'll tell you what, he comes into this game with a chip on his shoulder. I think he has one of the best games that he puts together all season long. I think he really hurts Herbert. I don't think it's good enough. I think the Chargers are going to beat the Texans in a close one. I'll say 21-17.
Did you miss the point of the question? The Texans win if?
Well, I said the Texans win if they do this, but, you know, I pulled like a Lee Corso, Pat McAfee thing.
Man, I tell you what.
Not so fast, my friend.
What score prediction did you give us?
21-17.
I'm going 23-17 Texans. Texans win. They find a way to get this one done. Texans All Access is up next, 6 to 9 p.m. with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. DeMeco Rines, he's going to preview tomorrow's game for you. They'll kick that thing off live in just a few minutes, right at 6 o'clock p.m. It's Texans All Access. And big shout out to everybody that came out and hung with us at Twin Peaks. Big shout out to Twin Peaks for having us. Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. Academy Sports and Outdoors making it happen. All our Houston area Ford dealers. My man Sean Bajani sitting in for Ron the Show Ugly. Byron back on the ones and twos behind the glass. Boy, you think you did it every day, Byron. You think you did it every day. And all to all our beautiful Twin Peaks ladies walking the floor. And the earlier shift, they had a little shift change midway through here, which you always want to hit. You always want to hit that shift change, fellas. If you at the local Twin Peaks, you
know they hit the shift change.
Yeah, that's right, man.
They hit the shift change.
All right, y'all. We greatly appreciate it, and like I said, I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Win, lose, or draw. As soon as the Texans finish up versus the Chargers. Until tomorrow, we love you, Houston. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.